Can you characterize your relationship with Aaron in light of what's going on the last week?
Good. I think, I mean, obviously we all know what's happened. I'm sure he went over it. There's been a lot of talk and buzz about it today. We've all made mistakes. I think everyone in this room can attest to that. I've said things out of character and things I wish I could take back. And, you know, that's what happened here. You know, he apologized to us on Monday. And really, in my room, in the offensive room, it's a dead issue.
Is the frustration of the season kind of, you see how that can kind of wear on everyone?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you start losing games, and everyone's going to get frustrated, you know, from the top down, coaching staff, management, players. I mean, no one's happy with where we're at, which, you know, when you look at it, it's a good thing. You know, as players, as coaches, management, you wouldn't want to be happy with where we're at because we want to be better than that.
Hey, what was your reaction when Aaron Fromer addressed the offense?
On Monday?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we were all a little bit surprised. And I don't think not so much that it happened, that he stepped in front of us and apologized and he was owning up to it, because, like I said, everyone has made mistakes and said things in the media and said things to other players in passing that we regret. But not many of us step up in front of everybody and apologize and own it the way he did. And I think we left that meeting in a better place than we started.
Were you angry?
No, I wasn't angry at him. You know, the way that he talked to us and approached the issue, I think it kind of cleared the air a little bit with everybody. You know, I want to play better. The offensive line wants to play better. The receivers want to play better. We all want to play better on offense, and that's the main issue.
Jay, how can you trust him going forward?
I think that goes back to just knowing that I've said things that I don't, I wish I wouldn't have said. And we're all human. We all, it happens to all of us. You know, and I think Monday, whenever he apologized, you could really feel that he was sorry. I mean, he you know, the situation got the better of him. And since then, I think the guy's done a great job moving on.
Did you think that he was sincere in his apology? Because there was a report this morning that some players in the room felt that he wasn't sincere.
He was sincere. I mean, I think we've all seen people that just stand up to apologize, and when people actually mean it, and he meant it. I mean, it was sincere. I mean, it's hard to explain to somebody when someone's sincere, when they're not sincere. You just have a feeling and a gut feeling by watching it, the words he used, the emotion that he expressed. It was a sincere apology.
Did you think that what he said about you was fair or true? In the original report.
Which report are we talking about?
The NFL Network one.
What did he say?
About you know, your inability to change plays was quote absolutely killing the team.
I know what play he was talking about. I mean, he talked about one of our first runs to the left and the slot blitz. That's the one play that he, whenever he explained to us, that's the one play that he talked to the reporter about. And, you know, I've got to do better on that play. In general, we check a lot of things. There are certain instances where I can be better, and there are certain instances where we're doing exactly what we're told to do.
On a specific play you referenced, what are you supposed to change there?
We just got to get out of it. They did a good job disguising it, you know, but we can see it.
As you scale back on the offensive struggles season long, what do you sense have been your greatest weaknesses?
You know, I think that's more of an end of the year discussion at this point for us. Right now, I'm just trying to concentrate on the Saints. You know, with everything happening right now, we still have a game to play Monday night, and we had practice today, and we went through third down. Tomorrow's red zone. So that's where our concentration's got to lie.
There's an element of the report from NFL Network that Aaron said he wasn't involved with that said that the team has buyer's remorse. Do you that kind of reports out there?
I mean, stuff like that, when you're 5-8, that's going to happen. Whenever you just got paid a big contract and you're a quarterback, that's part of the deal. That's part of the job. you know, to say that it doesn't affect me, I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I'm human just like everybody else. So, you know, I hear about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, I've got to worry about the Saints. I've got to just keep trying to help improve this team. And if I play better, that'd give us a better chance to win.
Did it mean anything to you that Brandon went on the radio and said that he would also have buyers remorse?
Yeah. You know, I know Brandon's frustrated with his production, where the team is, and rightfully so. We're all frustrated right now. You know, whenever he does get back, you know, I hope that he will help the offense, you know, get back on track.
How is your relationship with Brandon? It seems fractured, or something's going on.
It's fractured in your guys' mind, and I think in the media's mind. You know, Brandon's Brandon. You know, we wish he was here. We wish he was getting ready with us for this Monday night game, but he's not, and you know, it kind of that's the situation we're in, and hopefully, you know, he gets back rather quickly.
Jay, did you feel like an apology was necessary over this? Would it have been difficult to work with Aaron had he not?
Well, if he didn't apologize, I wouldn't have known that he said it. So we probably would have continued on without this. No, I mean, there's stuff floating around every day about a source here, a source there. You can't get caught up in that kind of stuff. So I guess to answer your question, if you wouldn't apologize, we'd be talking about the Saints today.
Does it seem like it's something every week that's been going on? And I know we've been accused of the noise on our side, but this came from inside. I mean,
I mean, whenever I first got in the NFL, you know, Mike Shanahan made a huge emphasis of, you know, things get kept in house, and throughout my 9 years, I've tried to abide by that policy and keep things in house. And you know, some years I'm better than other years. And when Tress got here, he was of the same method. You know, let's try to keep things in house. I think we've done a heck of a job. Throughout, you know, almost 2 years now, haven't had a lot of leaks, haven't had a lot of things happen inside the building that have gotten out. Obviously, we had something this time get out, and it's not a bad thing. It's going to happen, and we're not the first team it's happened to, and nor will we be the last team. But we just have to deal with it like we're dealing with it today, and move on to the Saints.
Jay, how do you and the team prevent this from affecting the trust? How important is that trust factor?
Some guys are going to move on faster than others. Some guys might not trust again in that situation. But I think the leaders of this team have to talk to the young guys. I mean, there's some guys they don't even know what's happening. We've got so many young guys in that locker room. They're just trying to figure out what their alignments are and you know, what their jobs are each day. The leaders of the team, we just got to take hold of this and continue to be professional about it and keep moving on.
Mark's program is based on this, you know, interpersonal investment. And he talks a lot about doing things for your teammates and stuff. When something like this happens, do you get a sense that the foundation of the program is shaken at all?
I think the foundation should be strengthened by this. It's not like we're finding out that this happened from another source, that someone's coming to us and saying, hey, Chrome said this, this, and this. We're finding this out from Chrome that he said this. Which I think is a good thing. He owned up to it. He let everyone know, hey, I made a mistake. This is where we stand, and this is where we need to move on to. And wish more guys were like that. Wish we could communicate like that more often, because things would be out in the open. And they're out in the open right now, and we just got to continue on. I think we've got a strong group of guys on the offensive side that have come together.
When you first saw that Brandon is Brandon, over 9 years, how have you learned
He's going to say things. He's an emotional guy. Like I said, I understand why he's frustrated. I really do. It's not that I'm discounting what he says by any means. I truly understand what he said, and I think he meant what he said. But that being said, I know that he's going to come back here next year, and he's going to be ready to go, and he's going to want the ball, and he's going to want to win, and that's the important part.
You said your relationship with him is fractured in our mind. What is it like to normalize?
In my mind, I wish he was here. I wish we'd had a better year with him. I wish we could have used him a little bit better. He's getting ready to have a couple kids. I'm excited for him in that regard. And I mean, anything he needs, he knows that myself and other guys in this team will be there for him.
Have you talked to him since?
Do you feel like because of the way the year's gone, there's uncertainty surrounding your future?
I think that's a fair question. I don't know if I can answer it for you, though. It's something at this point in my career that it's out of my hands. I mean, I'm trying to worry about the Saints and how I can improve my game for this game. Whatever happens, you know, management, Trestman, Phil, those guys make that decision. And, you know, we'll talk about that when that happens, I guess.